Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the program. Today we're going to talk about success. And this is not a topic I thought I would ever do. I may have done a show on it. I don't know. But in terms of connecting it to my own life, I would have never thought I had deserved success. But I soon discovered I did. So I'm going to talk to you about it and give you some energetic tips to help you clear it in the event you are a person who has fear of success. In case you're new to the program, I am Amy Yancey. I'm Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And I'm going to take a breath, center myself here. I don't know, I was preparing these show notes and I was feeling a little scattered. So let's talk about this. Fear of success and how it gets in the way, right? Like, you're going for it, you're in the game, you're committed, you're doing the work, and you're not hitting your goal, right? And so it's important to look at if, in fact, you might be holding some beliefs, some behaviors, some actions, some thoughts, some programming that is based in the fear of success. The cousin to fear of success is fear of failure. I found with fear of failure, you're usually not doing a whole lot. Fear of success, you might actually be doing a lot, which is kind of, I would have thought that mine was fear of failure, but clearly it's fear of success, and because I'm always doing something. So I'll tell you where this came from. I want to be in lasting, loving partnership, and I'm still figuring out what exactly that is. And, I've been dating since my divorce, and dating casually for the most part. And as I told you in a previous podcast, I got really serious about it in terms of, hey, if I want to produce a result, I'm going to have to shift my intention. And so I shifted my intention, and I'm a good little manifester, and I did meet a man, right, and a really magnificent man, and I'm so thrilled and happy, and I've not felt this way before, and it could be very well that I'm just older, I probably my priorities are different. But with that, he's a grown-up, and I'm a grown-up, and so we were talking about my schedule, my work schedule, and so he has a much more traditional schedule, works outside of the home, and works an 8-hour day, give or take, and so Monday through Friday. And so he asked me about my schedule, and I was like, oh, yeah, I was really proud of it, because you probably remember if you listened to this program, I had said, I committed to Monday through Thursday, no Fridays, and I get the freedom of working, I wake up, whatever time I wake up, which is usually about 4:30 in the morning, to when I go to bed to finish the task I had to do throughout the day. And I was telling him, yeah, I'm so proud of the fact that I was getting everything done, and it felt cool and chill, and if I did not finish something, particularly with my writing, I have a word count goal every day. If I don't finish that, I can roll it over to the next day, and I have plenty of time to do everything, and I feel great. And he's like, he looks at me, and he's like, yeah, no. He's like, why can't you work? It's like you get to make your own schedule. If you're going to be in a relationship with me, it's like, why can't you work closer to my schedule? Is there actually a reason why? And I was like, well, no, it's just, I feel free. And he's like, well, do you think you would be, any more or less productive? And I said, I don't know. And so his schedule is a little bit different this past week, and so he was getting out of work a bit earlier, and he had asked me to dinner, and about 5:45, and so I really set it up for myself beautifully, and that I got to pick the restaurant, so it was somewhere I was really excited to go,
But I also knew I still had to get all my stuff done. So I would feel good and be fully present being there at dinner with him. And so two things happened. I got everything done, including the writing, much faster, you know, being under, like, you know, within his schedule, much faster than I ever did. I had to actually put boundaries on how long, you know, I have a friend and she's working and I'm working and we text throughout the day. I had to put boundaries on that. And that was fine. And I got everything I needed to get done. And I showed up for my date completely present and excited. But at the same time, I noticed that there was this kind of pissed off part of me that was like, fuck, I have to work under a schedule. And you know, while is it, you know, I'm conscious enough that I kept working. But I was like, what is that part of me that's kind of annoyed that I have to be on this schedule? And I realized that it was the persona I had taken on. And so that's where we're going to start with this topic, overcome fear of success. Okay, that was good. So anyway, I like this man, and he's really attractive. And so, you know, he's attractive enough and doing all the right things, but he's kind of quieted some of the resistors within me, right? The resistor personas within me. He's kind of lulled them to sleep, or the situation has lulled them to sleep, which is wonderful when you're looking at your subconscious programming, because I get to see what I actually think, like what is getting in the way. And so I was like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and take on the schedule now. I feel like this relationship is gonna go well, and I'm feeling good about it. But either way, you know, even if this man is not the man, and you know, I do feel like he is, my chances are I'm attracted to a man that's gonna have a pretty regular, traditional schedule, I should say, a more traditional schedule. And with that, especially at my age, and, you know, he's going to want to spend time with me. So this wacky schedule where I'm only available on the weekends is probably not going to work for that type of partner, right? And so I had to first sit with it and say, do I want to be in this type of relationship? And I realized that I've been sabotaging myself by saying, okay, I'm only available Friday night and Saturday night and maybe brunch on Sunday, probably brunch on Sunday, yeah, right? That's limiting not only partnership, but it's also limiting the type of partnership I wanted. So that was an eye-opening experience of fear of success, right? And so, but my single gal, when she designed, that's the persona, and we're going to talk about that, a persona I had taken on, was this single gal, and she works this wacky schedule, and she hangs out and parties on the weekends. And that was the way it was supposed to go. And this isn't new post-divorce. This was the same persona I had when I was a recruiter. It was the same persona I had even in my marriage. And I wrote, if you subscribe to my newsletter or you've been around, I even wrote a blog article about this, about how that part of myself was really destructive once I entered into a relationship. So I was aware of it, like, and I could bring it up to my new partner and say, like, hey, I do have this single gal who likes to do all these crazy things, and it does run against being in a successful relationship. At the time, I did not think of it as fear of success. So, so anyway, I decided to implement this schedule, and I was it's not just, you know, what I do on a day-to-day, but it's also, you know, putting my clients in different time slots. And so I took on doing this, right, because I did want to see, you know. And so I was telling him about, over text that I was like, yeah, he says back to me, the schedule is pretty lenient, Amy. And I was like, and then I thought about it. I was like, yeah, it is a pretty lenient schedule, and it enables me to get everything done. And why am I still fighting against it? And then he, very casually, wrote back to me
Well, yeah, don't be afraid of success. And I was floored. You know, those simple words, right? I read that and I was like, oh, shit. That's what's going on there, right? You know, that's why I am not hitting the goal in its to its height, right? You know, that's why I'm struggling in these areas, because there is this underlying fear of success. So I thought, okay, let's talk about fear of success on the program, and let's look at how we can clear that energy out energetically. So I've touched on these personas. I think we all take on little personas within us. Like, I've got my single gal, I've got my workaholic, I've got some other personas that I've taken on, and some of them work really well with a goal, whatever goal we're working on in our life. But some of them actually work against that goal. So I want to challenge you, if you are looking at, you're listening to this program, you're hearing my story, you're thinking, I probably have a fear of success. And you'll know if you have a fear of success, again, if you're doing a whole lot, but you're not seeing the full extent of the results that you want. You might be seeing some success, and you might be seeing some positive feedback that things are moving in the right direction. Yes. If you're not hitting where you want to be, if you are setting goals and feel like you're not getting fully to that goal, it's probably some underlying fear of success. So first and foremost, look at the personas you've taken on and see if those personas are in alignment with your version of success. And so you might need to sit down and first have a discussion with yourself. And this is one I did today that I think is very helpful, is to ask yourself, what is my fullest potential? What is my fullest potential? So we'll start there. What is my fullest potential? And so what you'll do is you'll journal it out, do a rough draft, like just whatever comes to mind. Like, my fullest potential is this income goal. My fullest potential is being in this type of relationship. My fullest potential is living here. My fullest potential is this level of health and wellness. Whatever your fullest potential is, get as deep into it as you possibly can. Now, I want you to keep it focused on you. You can't control other people. So your fullest potential might be, I get along well with everybody in my family. But if your family doesn't want to get along well with you, don't put that on your fullest potential. You can say, hey, I show up fully present for the people I love. Right? So keep it in your camp and keep it under the umbrella of what you actually have control over. So then after you write on this fullest potential rough draft, don't take any longer than 10 to 15 minutes on that. I mean, really, just this rough draft is a little bit, I'll give you a little more time on that. But then you need to nail it down to I am statements. So your fullest potential might be being in a lasting, loving relationship. So you would write an I am statement. I am in a happy marriage. I am in a long-term relationship that is fulfilling. I am, right? Or it might be an income goal. I am earning blah, blah, blah. I am self-employed and earning, or I am in this role, when maybe it's a job, maybe you have to be a manager of some type. I am a blank, and I am earning this power. Okay? So after those I am statements, read them over to yourself. They're going to start to get kind of immersed within you. And then look at what personas you might have that would work against that. Right? So I know for me, very clearly, and here's the thing, once you start declaring this and you set these intentions, it's almost like a prayer. You might even want to pray over it. Say, okay, I show me, Spirit, what personas I might be taking on that would get in the way of me succeeding in these areas, okay? And so as you tune into those personas, notice the signs. Like, really, like, I stay in prayer and meditation, and so signs naturally, I see them. Like, it's just a part of my routine, also given that of what I do. For you, it might be a hint more challenging. So say your prayer
and do your meditation, and then just pay attention to what shows up. You know, maybe somebody says to you, like, oh, you're, you know, maybe you have a coworker, and they go, oh, you know, you always do blah, 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 right? Or your, you know, your mom says something to you. And pay attention to how it makes you feel. Does it trigger something? If it does, or ruffle a feather, catch it and say, what persona am I taking on in those moments that creates that? And is that potentially working against my fullest potential, my version of success? And so, you know, just like my workaholic Amy no longer serves me. She was awesome at getting me out of the gate, getting me out of my 9-to-5 I wasn't happy in, and getting me starting a business. She has probably worn out her prime like 3-4 years ago. But I keep her around, right? And, you know, it took me entering into this relationship that I wanted to be successful and say, like, wow, workaholic Amy, it's got to go. Also, you know, single Valerie, it's got to go. Because she hung out long time in my marriage, but it's not going to fly. You know, that was a good dude and show, so he could kind of handle it a bit, but it didn't lead to long-term partnership, right? Like, we had to divorce. And I'm not saying that there were other components of that, but that definitely plays a role in the parting of ways. So if I want to be successful going forward in long-term relationships, I'm going to have to let go of those two parts of myself, right? And take on, integrate them, you know, and thank them. So if you're identifying these personas, thank them. Thank, you know, that part of yourself that has led you to this point. You know, write them a letter. So now we're going to clear out the personas. So you'll write each persona a letter, no more than 2 to 3 minutes on each letter, 4 max. And don't worry about spelling and punctuation, just write it out. So for me, it means, dear workaholic Amy, thank you so much for helping me get the business started. Thank you so much for this. They truly thank that part of yourself, but then also identify why they no longer serve you. Like, hey, you know, workaholic Amy, we met a really wonderful man, and we worked really hard, right, to you know, dating and staying up on how to date and how to attract. And now we don't need you working all the time on this. And so we appreciate you. But you're going to still get to be a part of the team, right, because you get to do X, Y, and Z. So just write the letter. Don't give it a lot of time. Then the right thing to say will come up. If you find that you are struggling with it, add another minute. But really keep it short, because you've got lots of personas within you that might be playing a role in your life. So, yes, write a letter. Now, in addition to overcoming the fear of success by letting go of persona that might be getting in the way, you also need to let go of people. And I'm not saying that you need to just throw away relationships, by no means. But you might need to let go of, again, the energetic space a person has been playing in your life. Wonderful client who was working to manifest love, and she had a single gal, a friend, that she did everything with, and they went on trips and for years. And she says to me, you know, halfway through her 3-month package, you know, Amy, I realized that I'm going to have to let go of that relationship because ultimately it's holding space that would be my partner. And I tell you, by this, in doing that, and she did some other things in the 3 months that we worked together, she was able to not only manifest a man that she adores and but they're on track. He proposed, you know, last year. And so here it is that it takes work to get us what we want, right? And we are going to have to make changes. And so part of that might be letting go of a person that no longer serves you. And you don't have to destroy the relationship. You just give it a new place. Or if you're feeling uncomfortable with having these conversations, do it energetically. Write that person a letter or do a meditation where you're saying to them, their higher self, hey, thank you for being in my life and thank you for the role that you play and thank you for your wisdom. But now you got to go. right? And you might even have some words to say about what wasn't working. You know, right before I went on the date with this man that I'm in a relationship with, I had gone to my friend. We were watching season 2 of Magnificent, the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Yeah, season 2. And I fall asleep on the couch, and I wake up in the middle of the night, very excited for this date. I'm totally excited about the date, but I'm trying to not be, like, you know, overly excited and trying to keep it in perspective and stay grounded. But very clearly, I got the message, I have to let go of the role that Matt had been playing in my life. Marriage was long gone, right? I've long released that. But he was still a presence, right? An energetic presence in my life. And it doesn't mean he's not going to be my friend. But he now needed to really go in the category of friend so that there was space for this new man to come in. So, and it doesn't take a lot. You know, I wrote a quick little letter to his higher self. I thanked him profusely. And accepted that I was moving into being a new version of myself, a more successful version of myself, and love. Overcoming the fear of success. Let's keep going. I have a couple more for you. And I might come back to this topic. One of the reasons why we fear success is too much responsibility, right? So we will have to be responsible for believing that we can have what we want. We will have to be responsible for behaving in accordance with our desire. We will have to be responsible for not settling. And so these are ones where you're going to have to sit with it and ask yourself, do I really believe I can have what I want? Because if I'm just pursuing something and I don't believe that it's actually going to happen, there's no amount of effort I can put into it to really get it to manifest in its entirety. But you have to reach a place of belief. And that's going to be different for every person. You know, I will say, like, I wrote a goal of entering into a relationship on my goal sheet at the beginning of this year. And I thought, oh, yeah, I know that's going to happen. I put a lot of energy into it. I've been, you know, really, I could feel in the core of my being, I've done the work to make that happen. Because I knew I was going to continue that, and I could see it, and I knew it, you know. And I thought, okay, I'm going to focus on these other things. Of course, what shows up first is this, because that's what I believe the most. So you are responsible for believing whatever it is that you're pursuing that you think is going to lead to success. You're going to have to believe that it's actually going to be successful. You can't pretend anymore. You can't hope anymore. You're going to have to know in the core of your being that, yes, this will work, right? That's a part of the new responsibility you have to take on. And that's scary, right? That's scary saying, I'm responsible for myself. I'm responsible for what I believe. I'm responsible for clearing out the shit that goes against what I really want. Yeah, very scary, but you can totally do it. Does it take time, energy, and diligence? Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, my gosh. You might have to listen to multiple records. You know, I've been really working on my financial goal for this year. And every day I have to be committed to doing my money work. And if it's not, if I'm not feeling a shift when I do it, I got to do something else. So I might be listening to an audio and it's good and I'm enjoying it. I'm like, yeah, praise God. But is it shifting energy within me where I'm starting to believe that it's possible to hit my income goal? If it's a no, then I have to do something else. So keep that in mind. You have to believe that what you want is possible. But here's the magical thing. Once you believe it, I believe it itself, right? I wrote that goal down, and what, 18 days later, I meet the man, or maybe even less than that. Yeah, less than that, 10 days later. Really, yeah, 10 days later. I write that goal down, and 10 days later, I meet him. So keep that in mind. And that's easier for me. I've been married. I've done a lot of work around relationships. If you've been following this program, you know that I've been doing a lot of work around relationships with hell and that my ex-husband. And so some goals will be easier because you've been working them longer. It doesn't mean it's not meant for you. It just might take a little bit longer to really believe it and to shift your subconscious mind so that you can create what you want. Okay. Next, you will be responsible for behaving in accordance with what you desire. So in this believing, you will have to shift behaviors. You can't do the same thing over and over and over again. I hate this quote and expect a different result because this definition of insanity. Anything's insanity. I think you just don't know what else to do. So you'll have to seek new information out, new ways of being, and you will have to trust your intuition. You know, I know before I met this man, I told you in a previous podcast, I'd gone on a date on New Year's Eve, and I sat down and I said, oh my God, I'm so bored. And I knew that that was an intuitive sign for me that I had to do something differently. And I had this, you know, what was it? Okay, I had to, you know, I changed my profile a bit. I revisited my list of what I wanted, and I have to focus on that as opposed to, you know, I can't casually date anymore. Like, you know, I was kind of doing a little bit of either or, like, okay, long-term dating, but, oh, he's a cool guy. I've gone out with him a couple of times. Let's do it. You know, I had to shift my focus. It's going to be different depending on whatever goal you're working on, you know, and sometimes it's going to be hard to see the ones that are where you have the most block. That's where you're going to have to get a coach and do some work around that. And then lastly, around responsibility and there being too much responsibility and why you might be holding yourself back from success, you're going to have to be responsible for not settling. Right? You can't fucking compromise and expect to be successful. And this is one I do a lot in business. And then some people do it in dating, and some people do it in job placement. Whatever it is, you have to commit to not settling anymore. And that is your divine responsibility in order to live up to your potential. Okay. A few more here as we continue. You'll be treated differently, right? And one of the reasons why we fear success is that you're going to be treated differently. You hit what you want, right? You're going to be treated differently. And with that, it's going to come a shifting the way you relate to people. That's just a part of the game. You know, you hit your income goal, yeah. You're going to be treated differently, you know. You'll be in different environments and around different people. Same with if you get promoted. You're going to be treated differently. And, you know, a peer might suddenly become your subordinate. And that's okay. What I would recommend is don't expect everybody to be on board. It's okay if that hurts, right? That you know, maybe people aren't cheering you on or supporting you in the way that you want. And it's okay to feel bummed about it, but you can't permanently feel bummed. And then decide not to play down. This is one that I do a lot. Like I hit a milestone in my business. You know, I'm dating someone that is fucking awesome. And I suddenly feel like, oh, I have to play it down. I have to play it down to my single friends. I have to play it down to my friends that maybe haven't hit their income goal for the year in business. No, don't. Or I feel like I have to help them even more. Like I suddenly become free coach extraordinaire to everybody in my life. No, don't do it. Don't play it down. Don't feel like you need to exert any more energy. And instead, just be in gratitude for what you have, right? When I focus on just being grateful for my relationship, grateful for my work, grateful for my home, grateful for what I have, I'm less likely to play down. And know that you're not helping anybody in doing so, right? And
you standing fully and completely in your light is what raises the vibration of those around you. So keep that in mind. Yes, you will be treated differently. Yes, some people won't be into it. Some people will be assholes. And you're going to just have to accept that that's the probability, right? And if you're really going forward and you're in the public eye, yeah, you're going to be treated differently. And I would recommend that you do orindeben.com. Sonia Roman, she has a stunning meditation, public recognition, orindeben.com, public recognition meditation. And then figure out a strategy for how you're going to deal with it, you know. When I released the novels last year, you know, I did a lot of work on accepting that, wow, people are going to read this, and people are going to have something to say about it. And first I did that in therapy, and then I had to figure out a strategy for myself for dealing with reviews. Do the initial reviews fucking hurt? Yeah, when they're negative? Totally. And initially my plan was to not read them at all, but I needed to, right? I needed to see what was working. I was a new author, and I needed to see what wasn't. You know, and if that had any merit, if the you know, the lower reviews had any merit. And that's just called being in business. As I continue on, there will be times when I don't really, I'm not going to read that, right? And so have a strategy for what you'll do. You know, there'll be more feedback. And that's okay. That's a part of doing what we do. And I think it'll help to write yourself a praise letter, you know, write yourself the awesome testimonial, write yourself a review. You know, that's what I did. You know, it's a great manifesting tool, but it's also a great tool just to keep yourself in the game. So, you know, I wrote myself like a review, right? And it, you know, I was looking to manifest more reviews, but also it was my time to remember all the hard work I put into the project. So those are some exercises to help you deal with that. Now, with being treated differently and being more visible and being a higher vibe person, will you attract the trolls? Oh, my God, yes. You will. It just comes with it. And, you know, develop, you know, my spirit guide just says this, develop a skin of go fuck yourself. You can't care, you know. And it's taken me a lot of work to get to that place where I can be like, hey, you know, you're being mean and you're being hurtful, or, you know, and you know, like if I'm reading some reviews on Goodreads of one of my novels, I'm like, this book did not deserve a 1-star, right? And I'm like, you're doing that to be mean, right? But they're entitled to their opinion, and you can feel that they're being mean, and that's not a reflection of you. That is some, you know, a part of that bully mentality that we still have on this planet. And feel your feelings and feel that it's tough, and then send light and say, with this light, I am clearing the energy of bully in our culture. And I think if enough of us do that, we will get those, you know, low-vibe people just looking to say some shit on the internet out of the way. And I do believe that if we all consciously send light and end that, because it's not just happening, you know, in my little world of romance, it's also happening, you know, in schools. And, yeah, people hide behind the computer. And so let's clear that energy out and send light to it. Does it hurt? Yes. Honor the fact that behavior hurts your feelings, and it's not right. And you get to grieve that. You get to sit with that. And you get to be in pain about that. And as you feel your feelings, they will pass through you. And then after that, when you're ready, you can send light to the planet saying, with this light, I am eradicating those low vibe people and that low vibe energy that feels it needs to bully and troll, right? And you will hopefully be a great reduction in that type of energy around that. Okay. I think I am going to call it for today. Thank you for hanging out. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I'll come back next show with more on overcoming the fear of success and giving some tips and tools to help you navigate that experience. And if you're looking for a coach, you're ready to take your life to the next level, you want to overcome your barriers around success, you're ready to reach your goals, visit me, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Consider my 3 months of intuitive coaching. Consider my on-demand coaching. And if nothing else, consider booking just a single session with me. You'll be amazed by what we can do together to get you on track to achieve the results you most desire. Till next time, take care of yourself.